The images of destruction in Puerto Rico from Hurricane Maria don't always show the human side of the loss, the struggle, and the recovery on the island. Jeff Cohen is the news director of WNPR Public Radio in Hartford, Connecticut. He recently returned from an assignment in Puerto Rico. He says some parts of the island had more damage than others.
I mean, what was surprising was that everywhere you looked, there was evidence of damage. In different parts of the island, there were different degrees of damage. In San Juan, where we stayed, but didn't do a lot of reporting, but we stayed in San Juan, right where we were in Old San Juan, there wasn't a lot of visible damage necessarily, though Old San Juan at night without power is a very, very dark place. So that was, you know, visible damage in that sense. But then, you know, the minute you're traveling, and granted, we were there, you know, 3.5-4 weeks after the storm. The roads had largely been cleared, but much of what apparently was across the road at some point was now on the side of the road. So we saw downed trees and power lines pretty much everywhere you went, certainly outside of the city. And then when we were in the mountains, sort of driving through the central mountain range, there were places where it looked as though there... You know when you plow snow and the snow plows come through and there's a bank on either side where it piles up? Well, there was in the mountain towns there was pile up on both sides, but it wasn't snow. It was mud from mudslides, that just this deep red-orange mud. So, you know, wherever you went, you saw a lot of physical damage.
What was the mood of the people? Was it frustrated? Were they getting angry?
You know, it was interesting. There was some anger, and it depended. You know, I spoke with a woman who is, I think, in her early 80s, who said, you know, she wasn't all that upset that she didn't have electricity. What she really wanted was someone to help her fix her roof because it was raining in her bedroom, and it rains, you know, nearly every day, and she and her family are constantly mopping out water from her house, and the water causes her some breathing problems. But the electricity, she was like, meh, it'll arrive. But her daughter was much less... complacent in that regard, and called her mom a conformist. So, you know, depending, there was some anger and some less than anger. But I think, generally speaking, you know, the problem they're facing across the island in most places is that they're still in emergency response mode. For most people, there's no electricity. For a lot of people, there's no water. These are the sorts of things that delay the resumption of normal life. And when that happens, you know, if you have to wake up and think about where you're going to get gasoline for your generator, you're not going to have time to do the sort of basic self-care that we all do as a matter of course in our lives. And so that was sort of the frustration I was sensing.
I would imagine most businesses were not open, or is that wrong? Were they open? Were the schools getting back to normal?
Schools were not yet open when we were there, by and large. They were supposed to open in the next week, and then I think some may have, though I don't have a firm handle on that. Businesses were, by and large, not open. Small things here and there. You know, we were in a very small town in the mountains, in a town called Maricao. There was a bakery open, but it wasn't because there was power or water from any official source. They had a generator and a cistern, and they did it themselves. So things that are open were open, and this was, you know, a week and a half ago. Things that were open at the time were open by their own accord, by and large. And by their, you know, by their own effort.
Did people expect the help to come from Washington, or did they expect it to come from the Puerto Rican government more?
Most places we went, people said they had not seen FEMA. They had not seen their municipal organization much, if at all. And they were not so concerned with who brings the help, but rather that they get help. And when we were there, we went out to this town of Maricao with a group of doctors, nurses, and psychologists who were going to go to remote parts of the island and meet with a team, people who were left homeless after the storm. And these were all Puerto Rican professionals, and they were there, and they drove 3 hours from San Juan, and they got to this town, and the Puerto Rican health officials, according to these physicians, didn't bring the refugees who were left homeless after the storm to be seen. So they, you know, there's a logistical problem. And what that pointed to in one person's mind was, again, this notion that if things recover in Puerto Rico, it won't necessarily be because of any governmental assistance, at least in the short term. It'll be because of, in her words, civil society, people doing it on their own, just like that bakery.
Jeff Cohen is the news director of WNPR Public Radio in Hartford, Connecticut.